smiling and crying, but relieved. Unbelievable arrive at ports of heavens indeed. Watching every ounce of water, every ray of sun, and trapped dreams inside us to the world we released. Am I real? Am I still alive, you ask? Looking around, wearing the courageous mask. Raising your head and voice higher than usual. Facing problems by drinking from the magical flask. You ask what ingredients are in this flask of magic. I say nothing but ordinary and classic. Patience, 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 and vast quantities of panic. Panic, fear, anxiety, and trauma. Others see us as queens of trauma. They don't know what uprooting means. That this can happen to anybody and as a karma. Karma happens when you look down on refugees, seeing them as aliens, others, and sources of poverty, uncivilized, uneducated, and a mockery. But let me tell you, we carry inside us generosity, humanity, and honesty. What does restarting entail? As language creates high walls that prevent us to belong. Different air, so we change our lungs. Striving to settle down, forgetting that we ever were young. Yes, we were young and peaceful in our previous life. But then greed, oppression, and discrimination stabbed us with a knife. When a leader permitted detentions, torture, and killings, unleashing his monstrous army to cause a strife. Escaping death, tyranny, and patriarchy shouldn't be a surprise. It's a fundamental right to survive and create new ties. Telling our stories of refuge and debunking the lies is a must where helping others feels like a prize. And as Maya Angelou said, you may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I will rise.